We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield.
That ball is carrying, and we'll walk it off one more time.
This is the Scott Forbes Show. Now, from the Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina, here is your host, Dave Nathan.
Ordinarily, we'd be at the Carolina Club, but since the ACC Baseball Championship begins this week and the Tar Heels have travel plans, we are coming to you from Bosheimer Stadium on this Monday as the Tar Heels, one of 12 to get into the ACC tournament in the Queen City this year. We will talk about the field with Coach Forbes and plenty more, as we do remind you about the Carolina Club at your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. You can visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina, as Coach Forbes, nice enough to spend the entire 30 minutes with us to discuss his club at Carolina, which has been on fire, in case you haven't noticed. 34-19 at the end of the regular season, 15-15 in the league, and Coach, home has never been so sweet. 29-6 this year here at Bosheimer Stadium.
Yeah, no doubt. A credit to our fans, our guys, obviously. It should mean something when you're playing at home. You should have a home field advantage. Should take pride in that, and our guys do. And as crazy as it sounds, I feel like we should have got one, maybe two, maybe three more at home and had even a better record. But I'm proud of them to finish at home. It's just what we needed to get us going in the right direction.
All right, so the direction the Tar Heels will be taking is heading south on Interstate 85 here shortly to take on the Clemson Tigers at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night in Charlotte in Game 1 of pool play. Carolina's off on Wednesday and Thursday before getting back on the diamond against the top seed in the event, Virginia Tech, on Friday at 7 o'clock. A lot to talk about concerning the upcoming week, Coach, but where I want to direct your attention to first and foremost, the last few days of baseball, which I think will go down in anybody's fan record book as some of the three most enjoyable games, and some of the stuff off the field certainly will rank right up there as well.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, I was in the dugout, but I got to be a part of Coach Fox's day and see his name and number go up on there, and also with our graduates, which was awesome. Great group of kids. So, and our guys took care of business on the field, and Alberto got us going with the big swing and the bat on Thursday night. So it was a great weekend here for our team, our fans, and our program.
Osuna with 2 3-run homers on Thursday to help pace the Tar Heels to a 7-5 victory that ultimately turned into a walk-off win with two down in the bottom of the ninth. Coach, this team hasn't been a stranger to walk-off victories this year. You almost need two hands to count all the walk-off wins that this bunch has had. What do you think has made this group so special in those must-have game-winning moments?
You know what? I noticed that early in the fall, we had really good leadership with the guys that return with Angel Zarate, Soretti, Clemente Inkland, and then pitchers like Palermo, Pry, Olio, Sandy. We had a very talented class come in with some transfers, but also with some talented freshmen. And they seemed to gel pretty good. We had a good fall, productive fall. Thought it carried into the spring, and we had such a hot start. I think when we hit that adversity, that really came to the forefront for me, because you can lead them, you know, as a coach or coaches, but still you have to have that leadership inside the locker room, and they have to believe that they can get through it and come back out on top. So, man, I tell you what, they've been phenomenal, fun to watch. They really work too; like they want to be good. So they spend the time at practice, which everybody else doesn't get to see, but I get to see.
All right, Carolina goes from up 4-0 to down 5-4 to 7-5 winners on Thursday to take the opening game against Florida State. And then, Coach, that really set the stage for at least the marquee day in the weekend, and that was retiring Coach Fox's number. We can say that now here. It was a secret going into the game. And one that I'd be curious to get the backstory on here, because Coach Fox doesn't miss many games. To what lengths did you and the rest of your staff and the people around the ballpark have to go to keep it a secret from the guy that's supposed to know everything?
Man, we worked really hard at it. And, so many people behind the scenes, obviously Dave Arendis, Michael Beal, but many others. I approached Bubba about it a long time ago, and Coach Gall and I sat down and we talked about it. And, you know, Bubba is our AD, and he 100% supported it and thought it was a great idea. And I called Miss Fox early and told her what we were going to do, but here's how we were going to do it. And then we just decided the best thing to do was just make Coach think we were just having a day to honor him. And that was it. You know, we were just going to have a gathering, and he had no idea. So we were able to keep it from him. And then Steve Vetter kept him over on our side because they came a day early, which I was upset about to put it up. But Steve kept him on our side, the coach's side, and he didn't look down or anything, and even though it was covered. So I just to see the joy on his face and to see all the people that came back to honor Coach was really cool for me.
Yeah, and we talked about this last week. For somebody like Coach Fox that offered you the opportunity to play and to coach, and somebody who's done so much to put your life on a path that you probably could have never predicted, got to feel great to do something in return for him.
Oh, man. You know, I was very fortunate. I have great parents, and my dad is such a great role model. But you need another one sometimes, you know, especially at that age where you think you know everything, you know, 18 to 22. And me going to play for Coach Fox was just what I needed at the time. And I had no idea the path that it would lead me down. I never even dreamed of it. But I could just see the joy on his face and his family's. It was an awesome day, and we got a win, which Coach likes the most.
Absolutely. He said after the game, given what happened before the game, Florida State probably didn't stand much of a chance.
You know, that's how I felt. Obviously, they did have Parker Messick going. So I thought, okay, we're going to have our work cut out for us. But, you know, our guys, they were confident, and we had a great week of practice, and you just had a great feeling. You know, my biggest thing was I was hoping Mother Nature would hold up and we'd have good weather. So fortunately we did.
Carolina wins game 2, 10-4 over Florida State. Offensively, Danny Soretti was the guy that put a little distance between your team and the Seminoles with that 8th-inning grand slam. Third grand slam of the season for the Diamond Heels.
Yeah, no doubt. Jersey Mike's is losing some money on us. But, man, that was cool to see too, because – Danny has a great relationship with Coach, and Coach coached him the whole 19 season, his freshman season. And then we had the COVID season that got cut in half, but, that was a big swing of the bat, you know, allowed us to finish that game strong and then go into Saturday with a chance to sweep.
First two games defensively, Coach, your team turned 7 double plays, 4 on Thursday, three on Friday. And for a team that, you know, I think struggled to find its sea legs a little bit defensively in the first couple of months of the season, your team right now seems to be playing in the field about as well as anybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I have to give, you know, all my assistant coaches a lot of credit, because we sat down, we talked about, okay, we gotta improve on the mound, but we also looked at it really good and said, okay, we can't give extra outs. And, you know, on the infield, they're so important to make plays, and that's when we decided to put Colby in there, because we feel like he might be our best defender overall on the dirt. And it's really helped. He's played phenomenal. He's got the plus arm where he can get more on the ball to turn that double play. And that's helped our pitchers. You know, they, when you don't give those extra outs and you turn those big double plays, the lineup doesn't turn around as much. And you, those first five in the order, in case you're not paying attention this year, every ACC order, the top five are pretty daggum good.
That's right. Well, this league is proven to be pretty daggum good based on some of the projections that we've seen going into this week, and we'll see how things look on Selection Monday. Closing thought on the weekend, Coach, 11-0, you shut out Florida State in the Saturday regular season finale. The game was interrupted because of weather as we were in the seventh inning, and boy, that seventh inning turned out, it wasn't the difference maker, but it was certainly the exclamation point. Your team came out and totally put some separation between the two clubs, scoring five runs. And from a coaching perspective, I'm curious to know what, if anything, you said to your team about how to approach these final three innings.
Yeah, well, two things. We felt like that we should have – I know Wake played really well, but we felt like, okay, we have a chance to get a sweep and we didn't get it. Well, we've got another chance and we're going to get it, number one. We've got to make this happen and go get it. We talked about that after Friday's game. And I could tell the players, you know, they were ready. They're all, you know, for the most part, they're always ready. But we talked about the Louisville sit, and we started the inning with the bases loaded. We didn't put any more pressure on them, and we said, hey, let's let them know that we want to finish this game. We don't want to be handed anything, and we're on offense, so let's scratch some runs across. And little did I know, you know, walk, bunt, base hit, home run, hit by pitch, home run. So the separation was really, really fast. But that was so cool. And, you know, Danny made a comment. You know, he said, Coach, one of my goals today, or our goals, is we want to be able to get all of our seniors in the game. And as soon as I heard that from one of our players, I was like, okay, we're gonna get this done today. Because that's the true definition of a team. Not about, you know, I'm going to go 4-for-4, we're just going to win this game, but we want to get everybody in. And besides Davis, we did. You know, we didn't want to get Davis in because he had thrown the other 2 days. So I thought that was the coolest thing about that day, is those guys got to come in.
It was good. Clemente Inkland had a chance to pinch hit in the eighth, and then the game finished with Gage Gillian, Caden O'Brien, Connor Olio. Coach, I've got to go back and try to read my writing in the scorebook to figure this stuff out. But on that sequence in the seventh inning, you were spot on going from memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a freaky baseball memory. I don't have the best short term sometimes, my wife says, but I can go back in the situations and in the dugout, and it, you know, it's just something about being a coach, I guess.
Yeah, well, according to sources under my roof, my short term memory is dwindling as well sometimes, so we're in good company here.
No doubt. Yeah, that, you know, the other thing, Will Sandy started that game. Mm-hmm. So there's another, you know, graduate. So that was, it was a special day. But, you know, the guys know, okay, if you look at our season, we had opportunities to win those games, and we've been in almost every game. We've had a couple where we just didn't play well, but this group believes that they can beat anybody, and that showed this weekend against a really, really good Florida State team with one of the best pitching staffs, not just in the ACC, but in the country.
Yeah, Bryce Hubbert takes just his second loss of the season. Parker Messick has faced off against the Heels twice in his career and is 0-1, and the Tar Heels heading to Charlotte to compete for an ACC championship, something that we'll talk about when we come back after this. It's the Coach Forbes Radio Show from Learfield.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We like Grand Slams and you like Jersey Mike subs. This season, the Tar Heels try to bring you both with the return of the Grand Salami Challenge. For every Grand Slam the Tar Heels hit at home this year, Jersey Mike's offered a free regular sub to all fans in attendance. So we all kept an eye on that offense all season long. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Well, it was pitching, defense, and offense that led the Tar Heels to a three-game sweep of Florida State over the weekend. And it has all come together for the Tar Heels, who have won 11 of 13, are 10-2 in the month of May, and Coach, 7-2 in your last nine in the ACC, and to finish at 15-15 after that 8-13 record going yeah. into NC State. I know that you and your team expected it, as silly as some people might think to say that. You guys expected to be in this position no matter how far off the radar it was a month ago.
Yeah, but not, you know, on the outside, at the beginning of the season, nobody expected us to do anything, and that was a motivational factor for our guys for sure. We weren't picked to make the postseason. I don't think we were picked to finish in the top 10. Maybe we were, but I don't think we were. And we got the hot start, and we went through some of that adversity, but those games, our guys know. I mean, we're ahead at Miami, we're ahead at Louisville, we're ahead at Virginia, and, you know, you win those three games – and you finish like we did, we might even be a national seed. But once it's behind you, it's behind you. And the question is, how are you going to learn from it? And you look at our basketball team, which we talked about a lot, you know, they got absolutely pummeled on the road, and then they lose to Pitt
yeah.
at home. And somewhere in that locker room, they got it together, and they said, hey, you know, nobody thinks we can do this, but we think we can do this. And that's a credit to our players because, you know, they came back after exams, beat a good Liberty team, beat Charlotte in that big game, and then won two out of three at NC State. And since then, you can just see the way that they're carrying themselves, that they're much more confident, which is the way sports work. You know, you win a couple, and all of a sudden, the team believes a little more.
That's right. You know, to go back to preseason predictions and what people thought back in February, Virginia Tech was picked to finish sixth in its own division.
That's right.
And is the top seed now in the ACC and could be fighting for maybe the second overall seed in the whole thing.
No doubt about it. You look at college baseball. Auburn won eight games in the SEC last year. Mississippi State won the national championship, and they're not even in the SEC tournament. So that's how hard it is. Teams are getting better and better. You have the transfer portal. But one thing I'm proud about at UNC is our tradition of always being there, being in the mix. Like, it may not always go rosy, but we do feel like when we walk into that locker room, we feel like, hey, this team has a chance. This team can get to Omaha. And these guys, you know, if guys continue to step up in college baseball, it's about momentum. It's like that in the big leagues. Yep. And you get going, and you can go on a pretty good run. Hopefully that's going to be the case. But I did talk to them about, you know, the same thing with our basketball team. We're going in to win this ACC tournament. And we're going to give it all we got, and we just want to continue to play well because at the end of the day, we're all trying to win in Omaha.
Carolina and Clemson. That'll be the first matchup for the Tar Heels on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in Charlotte. We've got the Tar Heels and Virginia Tech Hokies at 7 o'clock on Friday. And if Carolina wins both of those, a semifinal berth on a Saturday at 1 p.m. Those 1 a.m. Saturdays are over for us. I don't know about your kids, but I know those days are long gone for us here. It'll be just afternoon, 1 p.m. on Saturday. It's Pool A versus Pool D. And if you're scoring at home, Notre Dame, Virginia, and Florida State occupy Pool D. So we'll talk about the week ahead for Carolina, as well as some individual honors that have come out here recently. When we come back after this, it's the Coach Forbes Radio Show from Learfield.
This season, enjoy the winning combination of Tar Heel baseball and peanuts grown right here in the Tar Heel State. The peanut farmers of North Carolina are proud to support the Diamond Heels again this year and remind you that peanuts are delicious and nutritious, high in protein, and contain zero cholesterol. Peanuts are a healthy snack that can be enjoyed on the go, at home, or while you're cheering on the Heels at Boschimer Stadium. So enjoy some North Carolina peanuts today.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters, and we promise to be with you for every one of them. Shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
Battery power made by Steel. From trimmers and mowers to chainsaws and blowers, Steel battery tools are exactly what you need to tackle your to-do list. Whether you need to maintain your yard or completely transform your landscape. Shop online for the Steel AK Homeowner Series starting at just $199.99. Pick up at over 10,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
The Carolina Club is your social and business club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining and a full calendar of social, business, family, and community events. It has an unbeatable location when it comes to UNC sporting events right in the heart of campus. You don't even have to be a UNC alum because everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
The Coach Forbes Radio Show continues. Again, the Carolina Club has hosted these broadcasts for the most part in 2022, and we want to thank them for opening their doors to us as well as you out there. We've experienced exceptional dining. It's a great place for UNC sporting events. It's got a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and you don't even have to be a UNC alum because everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Well, Coach, you guys have been welcomed to Charlotte this week for the ACC Baseball Championship. Clemson is the first opponent, and I went back, and I know folks that have followed this program for a long time probably remember this, but there is rarely a week that goes by where somebody doesn't want to talk about the 18-inning affair against State and Durham in 2013, and what I feel like a lot of people forget about is that Clemson and Carolina went 14 innings the night before.
I remember it.
were there.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I remember the 3-1 – no – Holbert, we were behind the Clemson, 3-0 pitch to Holbert, and we gave him the green light, and he just missed it, just missed it. And then they threw him another fastball, and he hit it out. And I was like, man, I can't believe they threw him another fastball. So that was extra innings, and the next day we're playing NC State's 18 innings. Funny you said that, because I was talking to my wife last night. We were just talking about Tennessee and the year they're having. I said, you know, I want to compare our season in 13, and we were like exactly the same, you know. We didn't lose many games in 13, but I think after that State win, we were like something in 8 or whatever. But what a game that was, you know, just back and forth and just a phenomenal game in front of like 11,000 plus, which was awesome.
Yeah, and it was funny you bring up Tennessee, because I was texting with their radio guy earlier this year about the 2013 season that we had and what they've been going through, and I told him, I said, get back to me if you guys don't lose back-to-back games. That's our trump card right now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. But, man, I hope they have an easier time in the regionals than we did in the Supers. We had to work. Tells you how hard it is to get to Omaha. As good as that team was, you know, we realistically were beat by Florida Atlantic, and then we had some help with the weather to rest our pitching against South Carolina for that third game. So, yeah, what great memories those are for sure.
All right. Memories of playing in Charlotte, Coach. I know that we're fortunate enough to get to go there every year to play South Carolina. Last year, this event was held in the Queen City. The Tar Heels went 1-1 against Pittsburgh and NC State. It's a big city. It's got a big feel. And certainly this league is as big time as any in college baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's an offensive park, and the league is extremely offensive, so that'll make it interesting. But it's a great city. Every team can walk down to the ballpark. I think it's awesome. Obviously, I like it here in Durham, too, because I can sleep in my own bed. But our guys enjoy it, and that's fun for them. So we'll get down there today and be ready to play tomorrow. But it's a beautiful park, and you know, I'm glad that they're hosting, and I think it's going to be a great event because 1 through 12, they're all dang good this year.
Clemson was a team that you didn't face this year, but you did sweep last year. Is there at all any carryover from one year to the next, or this is apples and oranges now?
Apples and oranges, yeah. I just think, you know, you get on. I worked hard on it yesterday. Mm-hmm. You work on the report, see what their strengths are. Obviously, they have the player of the year. From what I understood, he won the player of the year, and he's got 25 plus home runs and 70 RBIs. So we have to deal with that. But, you know, they have a great program with great tradition. So I think it'll be fun playing somebody that you haven't played in the season to open it up in the ACC. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Max Wagner, who you're speaking of, he is threatening Khalil Greene's season of 2002. It's 20 years since Khalil Greene did what he did at Clemson. And I know you were between Carolina and, I think, Winthrop, right in that area during those years. You remember what he did.
Oh, yeah, phenomenal player. And we didn't play him, so I haven't seen him, but I've watched a lot of video of him, and it's real. He's doing it in the ACC, not just out of the ACC. So, you know, it's but, you know, it's just amazing to me. I look at our guys, too. Like, I mean, man, I don't remember many times having three guys in the lineup with that many home runs. So, it's in their teams like that throughout the ACC, which is a credit to our league. And watching Clemson, they may have finished 12th, but they're good enough to win a regional. So we're going to have to play well, that's for sure.
All right, Carolina and Clemson, 7 o'clock Tuesday night in Charlotte to kick off the ACC baseball championship for the Tar Heels and Tigers. And we'll conclude the Coach Forbes radio show when we come back after this from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Wrapping things up here on the Coach Forbes radio show. Final show of the year, by the way. Again, want to salute our friends at the Carolina Club and to all those who are able to come out and join us and have listened in. It's been a great year to talk baseball with Coach Forbes for 30 minutes on either Mondays or Wednesdays. And, Coach, I guess the last thing that I want to close up with here, you're mentioning some of these postseason honors are coming out. You had three players honored earlier today for making All-ACC. Danny Saretti, a second-team member, Angel Zarate and Vance Honeycutt make the third team.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great honors for them. Well-deserved. Tells you how deep our league is that Danny Saretti didn't make first team because he had one heck of a year, is having one heck of a year. Same thing with Angel and Vance. I don't know how Osuna didn't get on there, but, again, it's that deep, and it just kind of is what it is. But that's awesome for those guys and for our program.
Vance was also an All-ACC freshman. And Kyle Straub and I were having this discussion when it comes time to vote for postseason honors. And I like to take stock in what the coaches have to say because they're the ones that have to devise all these schemes and things to get around some of the best players in the league. But when you look at the resume of a kid that's had a full year, what things jump out to you in terms of who gets the nod over who?
I mean, I like to look at the ACC stats, how they did within our league, because I think our league is that good. So that really is something that I look at when I cast my votes for sure.
So when Danny Saretti has a 25-26 game hitting streak at the end of the year, that looms large in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, look what Danny's done in ACC play. It's been better than what he's done overall. Mm-hmm. And if I'm voting, that catches my attention for sure.
Yeah, and again, this late in the season, shouldn't be any surprises. Other teams know what to expect.
No doubt about it. And the thing I'm most proud about is they know that our guys are going to get after it.
All right. Well, the Tar Heels have gotten after it and will continue to do so this week in Charlotte. Again, a 7 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday against the Clemson Tigers. The Tar Heel Sports Network will be there along with Coach Forbes and the Diamond Heels. We will talk to you then. This has been the Coach Forbes Radio Show from Learfield.
The Scott Forbes Show has been brought to you by the Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.